The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara at the top of the Amud Aleph continues from the sugya of the bottom of the previous Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, Shalish Gironis the Maisa Behima. There are three different times of Goyren, three different times of the year, when it's within that window, all animals born within that window are supposed to, you're supposed to think of Ma'isa from those behemoths together. And from then on, you're not allowed to sell or shecht an animal until you take off Ma'isa. Now, the Gemara says, why is it the Gemara, according to one Tana, said that it's at the time of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? Why specifically were Chazal Kaveya the Goyer in the period of Ma'aser to be during these times? Amr Av Tanachum, B'reide Avchia Ishkva Akoy, Av Tanachim, the son of Avchia, a man from Akoy, he said, in order that the animal should be found for people who are oile l'regel. In other words, we wanted that there should be a lot of availability of animals for people that are oile l'regel to be able to buy animals for karbonis. And therefore, like this, everybody's going to wait until the end of the window, until they'll take off ma'aser, and then they're going to sell their animals. So says the Gemara, the Avagav the Tanan Ashaligia Goyim Mutalim Kavadishchait. Even though we have a Mishnah that says that until this period comes, really you're allowed to sell and you're allowed to shecht. Before we came to this end of the window, a person is allowed to sell and shecht without taking off Ma'aser. Nichalei de lisavi mitzvah b'mamoyni v'hod liz b'invelichu. So the Gemara says, no, a person would rather do a mitzvah with his own money. A person would rather fulfill the mitzvah of ma'aser behemah, taking, being mafresh, an animal from his own behemah, and use it for the ma'aser, rather than selling away animals, and then the buyer will separate ma'aser behemah. So in other words, once there's a window of time, a person is going to wait until the end of the window of time to separate all of his mice and the animals, and then he'll sell all of his animals. And like this, at the end of that period of time, at the end of that window, there will be a large availability of animals for people who are oile l'regel to buy. Now, So the Tosis explains, once Chazal were kaveh, a certain time, people wait until the end of that period because they want to take off ma'aser of all the behemoths of that goyren at the same time. Now why? So the Gemara says that it's a nicha for a person to do a mitzvah with their own money. A person is happy to do a mitzvah with their own money. So why is it that a person is happy? In other words, l'chayra, in a certain sense, a person is losing money. If a person takes an animal and they're going to make it into ma'aser behemah, they're going to have to bring it as a carbon. And part of that animal that's brought as a carbon is going to go on the mizbeach. So Rashi says, he's not missing anything by bringing it for a carbon. Because he himself is going to be marked of the animal. He himself is allowed to eat it. A ma'aser behemah is a shlomim. And all of the meat is edible, except for the chalev that goes on the mizbeach, which the chalev anyways, a person can't eat even if it's not a carbon. So instead of it not being eaten, not a carbon, he'll make it a carbon. Now there is a problem that there still are parts of the animal, the alya, that is not usually brought and is not chalev, and still here he's going to lose that part of the animal. So Rashi, the regular Rashi, says a different pshat. Rashi says he's nichali, he's happy to do it because he's not going to lose out, because Chazal say asher aser b'shvil tachtis aser, take off ma'is in order that you should become rich. Rashi says mitzvah is asher dili aser. Rashi is saying that a person is happy to do a mitzvah because he's going to become rich. Now, many Mefarshim ask a question on this Gemara. The L'chaira, you see from this Gemara that we say the Yisoid of Mitzvah, Nichale Le'inish Le'evi Mitzvah B'Mamoinai, even if he has a Hefzid. Let's back up a step. We see from over here two Yisoidos. We see, number one, a person is happy that a Mitzvah should be done with his Mamon. This concept we have elsewhere, as we'll mention later in this year. The second concept is that we see that even this concept that nichali leinish leave mitzvah mamoina, a person is happy that a mitzvah should be done with his mamin, extends even to a case when he has a loss, because he's losing out. Mefarshim say even if you say like the Rashi Ksaviyat that he's not losing out too much, because anyways he wouldn't be able to eat the chalev, and now he's going to eat it, the rest of the meat he's eating himself as a car for the ba'ilim. Because there's no chaz of a shaik. A ma'isa behemah is the only animal that doesn't have a chaz of a shaik. There's no chaz of a shaik. There's no zera l'chaim v'keiva. The mizbeach only gets the chalev. So memela, he's not losing anything out, so he's very happy to do a mitzvah. No, so say mefarshim, no, he's losing out on the chalev. Because the other chalev, even though a person is not allowed to eat chalev of chulin, a person can have a person has a lot of benefit from it. They can sell it to a goy. They can have other benefits from the chalev. Whereas when it's a carbon, it's brought on the mizbech, so he is losing out in essence from the chalev, and he's also losing out on the aliyah. So l'chayra, the Gemara indeed said that we do say nichalei le'enish le'evi mitzvah mamoinoi, even when he's having a loss. So the Mefarshim ask that this is l'chayr astira to a different Gemara. Because the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Chof Tassim Ebei, says that if somebody borrows a sefer from his friend, he can't lend it out to another person. And the Gemara says that it's coming to tell me this halacha that he's not allowed to lend the sefer Torah to another person is that I would think the borrower is allowed to lend the sefer Torah to another person. Because nichalei leinish leavi mitzvah mamoine, people are happy that another person is doing mitzvah with their money. And that the chiddush is that we don't say he's not allowed to lend it out to another person. And the reason is, says the Rama in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Yud Aleph, because since there's a loss, since the sefer could get ruined, so therefore we don't say nichalei leinish leavi mitzvah mamoine. So the chayyah, that's a big stira to our Gemara. In our Gemara, we say nichalei leinish leavi mitzvah mamoino, even though he's suffering a loss. And in that Gemara in Bava Metzia, we say that whenever there's a loss, we don't say nichalei leinish leavi mitzvah mamoino. We say he's not happy that another person should fulfill a mitzvah with his money if he's going to suffer a loss. So the chayyot is stira. The Farshim ask another question, and that this is dependent on machlokes rishonim, the way some rishonim learn. If somebody rented a house, a landlord rented a house to a tenant right before Pesach, and it wasn't yet checked for chametz, the Gemara says that it's not a mekach tos, because the renter is happy to check it, even though he thought it would be checked for chametz. But he's happy. It could have, should have been checked for chametz, but he's happy that he'll be able to do the mitzvah of bidikas chametz, even though now it turns out that he has to do a bidikas chametz that otherwise he wouldn't have had to do. So perhaps he should be upset about the agreement of this rental. Nevertheless, I say he's happy to do a mitzvah with his mom. So some Rishonim say, really, it's only that if it costs him money, so then in a chanami he's not happy, he'll have to get reimbursed. It's only when he'll get reimbursed that he's happy to do the mitzvah, even though he lends the money, but not that he's willing to pay money out of pocket. But according to some Rishonim, we say, he's happy to do the bidigas chametz, even if it costs him money to do the bidigas chametz. So that's another Gemara, according to some Rishonim, that you see like our Gemara, that we in fact do say, that a person is happy to do a mitzvah, even if it costs him money. This is the kasha that Mefarshim ask. That on one side of the coin, we have a Gemara in Bava Metzio, that a person cannot lend out a sefer because a person is afraid that the sefer is going to get ruined, and we don't say nichalei le'inish. We don't say a person is happy that another person should do a mitzvah with his object when he will suffer a loss. And on the other side, our Gemara together with the Gemara in Psachim, we see that a person is happy to do a mitzvah. A mitzvah should be done with his money, even though he is suffering a loss. So there are numerous answers, and I don't think I'll be able to mention all the answers to this question, and especially because I would like to continue on with getting to practical halacha, practical examples that come out from this sugya. So one answer we have is that the Ritva answers. Ritva Misachta Bava Metzia. He answers that the only time I say a person is happy to do a mitzvah, or a mitzvah should be done with his money, even though he suffers a loss, that's only if he does the mitzvah himself. For example, in our Gemara, he's going to be the one to take off the ma'aser. Or the Gemara in Psachim, he's the one that's going to make the Vidigas Chametz. If he's the one fulfilling the mitzvah, then he's happy even though it costs him money. Whereas, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that somebody else is going to borrow the Sefer, and somebody else is going to do the mitzvah, even though he's happy that the mitzvah is performed, he's only happy that the mitzvah is performed if he doesn't suffer any loss. If he's not the one doing the mitzvah, then he's not happy enough that he should be happy even when he'll suffer a loss. That's one answer, the Ritva's answer. The Magen Avraham and Prichadosh. Magen Avraham is in Siman Yudalid. That's by Hilchas Tittis. And the Prichadosh is in Siman Tov Lamed Zayin. That's by Hilchas Pesach. They differentiate between if it's a large loss or a small loss. The amount of the cost for Bedikas Chametz in a Chanami, the only time I say a person is happy to do a mitzvah even though he suffers a loss, that's only if it's a little loss, a small loss. And although they don't discuss our Gemara, it would apply to our Gemara too. We could say that our Gemara is also a very small loss. Our Gemara, the difference between benefiting from the chalev and not benefiting from the chalev, when anyways he can't eat the chalev, and also only losing the aliyah, and on the other hand he gained that on the Zerei Lechaim and Keva, we're talking about a very small loss. So when it's only a small loss, then I say, Nichalei, the Evaninish Mitzvah Mamayna, he's happy that a mitzvah should be done, even though he suffers a loss. But when it's a greater loss, for example, the Sefer Torah getting ruined, then a person is not happy, even though a mitzvah is being done. The Chasam Sofer, based on the Shita Mikubetzis and Bava Metzia, gives a different answer. He says the only reason why the Gemara says that a person is unhappy, that a person should use his sefer, is only because it's not a simple loss by a sefer. The loss is going to cause him a loss in mitzvah too. If his friend that uses the sefer will ruin the sefer, damage the sefer, then as much as the sefer is damaged, when he'll want to use the sefer himself, he won't have the sefer to use. So that loss of money is not just a loss of money, but it's also a loss of mitzvah, so it's not worth it for him to have a mitzvah being done, and then he himself, and also a loss of money, and then, besides for that, against what he gained by having a mitzvah being done, he himself is going to lose out a mitzvah, then it's already not worth it for him, then the scale is tipped over, that it's for sure not worth it for him. Now really, based on the Rashi we have in front of us, l'chayr we could say another answer. If you'll say that the Gemara in Pesachim is only talking about when he doesn't suffer a loss. A person is not happy to do a bedikas chametz if it costs him money, like the way some Rishonim learn. And you only have our Gemara that a person is happy to take off Meiser when he suffers a loss. I could say, based on Rashi, I didn't see any other Mefarshim say this, but l'chayra, this would be a nice pshat, that Rashi says, by Meiser specifically, a person is happy to do a mitzvah. Even though it costs him money, a person is by teach, there's a special avtocha given to people that give Meiser, aser b'shvil shetis asher. Somebody fulfills the mitzvah of Meiser, Hashem will make them rich. So specifically this mitzvah of Meiser, even if it costs him money, anybody that has amun and bitocha knows that it's not really costing money. There's a special avtocha for Meiser that he'll become rich. So here, specifically, perhaps, more than any other mitzvah, a person is willing to do a mitzvah even though it costs him money, since he knows that there's a special avtocha that he'll become rich. That is as far as the sugi is concerned. There's certainly more to discuss, but that's the biggest, from what I understand, the biggest sugya of what there is to discuss as far as the sugya. Let's get now to the halacha aspect of this Gemara. As we mentioned numerous times, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that a person is not happy that another person should use his Sefer Torah. And therefore this could apply not only to somebody who borrowed a Sefer Torah that wants to lend it to another person, but anybody that sees a Sefer around in Shul, based on this, a person, we say, then a person is not happy that you should use, that he, even though you'll fulfill a mitzvah with your friend Sefer, you should not go ahead and use your friend Sefer. So this is a halach in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tzitzis Siman Yudalit. And I'll read you what Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch begins first with a case a little different than the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mutar litol talis chaveyo levorech alei ulevad sheyekabel ois ematzah mikupalis." You're allowed to use a talis that belongs to your friend without permission, as long, and even if it's folded up, as long as you'll fold it back up after you finish using it, like the way it was, like the way it was when you found it. So, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that when it comes to using your friend's talis, you're allowed to use your friend's talis without his knowledge, in order to fulfill a mitzvah. Since we say this concept, Michalei le'inish le'evi mitzvah memoina, a person is happy that another person should fulfill a mitzvah with his item, with his object. Says the Shulchan Aruch further, says the Ramah, Avol also lumei misvarim shachaver, but you're not allowed to learn from the svarim that belong to your friend, shalai mitzvah. We're afraid you're going to rip the pages when you learn from the svarim. And since he's going to have a loss, like we said, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, since he's going to have a loss, a person is not happy that a mitzvah should be done with his money when he will suffer a loss. So the Derech Agav, this halacha could be extended really to any object of mitzvah. That any object of mitzvah that belongs to your friend, you're allowed to use it without his permission, if he won't suffer a loss, since a person is happy, we can assume that he's happy that you're fulfilling a mitzvah with his object. And Shailis Achuvah Sa'adav Lecha Shleima, just to show you how far it goes, if Shleima Kloger and Achuvah, Shailis Achuvah Sa'adav Lecha Shleima, Rechaim Simen Ches, extends to let using a kettle. Since wearing a kettle to daven with a kettle on Yom Kippur is a mitzvah, it's enough of a mitzvah that you could even use your friend's kittel without permission. So you see how far it extends. However, it's the Shulchan Aruch itself is mavur that there's numerous conditions to this, and with a little explanation of the idea of it, we can understand the conditions. And the one condition is that, first of all, the whole idea that you could use his object without asking is based on a chazaka. We make an assumption that a person is happy, a yid is happy that another yid fulfills a mitzvah with his item. However, the halacha is that you can't rely on a chazaka when you could be mevar easily. When you're able to figure out the safek very easily, then you don't rely on a chazaka. So the whole halacha is only true when the owner is not around to ask. So somebody needs to use a talis. The owner isn't here to ask. So on that, Shulchan Aruch says, you could rely on the chazaka. But if he's here in front of you, so then just go ask him. That's one halacha. Another halacha is also, the Mishneh Berurah says, in Or HaChaim Siman Yud Aleph, right by that halacha, says, Dafke Ba'akroy. You're only allowed to do this when it's once in a while. V'kfios, it's aser. And even Ba'akroy, he says, you're only allowed to use it in that place. You're not allowed to take it to another location. Again, we can understand that to those degrees, to take it to another room, to use it on a permanent basis, that somebody would perhaps mind. That perhaps somebody would be upset about. And that's why this halacha, this chazaka, this assumption that people are happy that you do a mitzvah with their item doesn't exist to that extent. Additionally, other poskim say that when it's known, the whole thing of halacha is that it's a chazaka. We can assume that the owner doesn't mind. If you know the owner, and you know that he minds, then certainly you're not allowed to use his item, even though you're performing a mitzvah. The whole halacha is only said to be an assumption. But if you know otherwise, then you can't use his item. So this is what Shulchan Aruch tells us. That a talis that belongs to your friend, you could use, but svarim that belong to your friend, you can't use. And the Rambam said, even tefillin, a talis and tefillin that belong to your friend, you could use. We had the Shlomo Kluger extended it to, let's say, a kittel, but a sefer that belongs to your friend, you can't use. The Mishneh Berurah says this, that the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to use a sefer that belongs to your friend. He says, this would extend to a siddur or a machzor. He says, v'olam noyag, and he brings down the Prima Godim, says, that the olam is noyag, people fear zich, that k'shemoyt and siddur tefillah y'machzor bebeis ha'knash, sh'alikhin oisek deilis balabay. People fear zich when they see a siddur or machzor in shul, they use it to daven. Even though they didn't get explicit permission, says the Prima Godim, v'in yedeh lehetel azeh. I don't know any hatter for this. The Maishna Siddim is formed. The same way a sefer can get ruined and therefore the owner is makbid, so too a siddur or a machzor, you can't use it without permission because perhaps he's makbid, since perhaps it will get ruined. This is all from Vashtet and Shulchan Aruch, and even in Mishneh Berurah, even as late as Mishneh Berurah. Early Achroinim, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Mechaber, Ramah, early Achroinim, all brought down in Mishneh Berurah. That's what we'd see. Usually, Mishneh Berurah is from the later Paiskim, and you usually rely basically on what the Mishneh Berurah says. However, we have over here that later Paiskim came along and said that today's day, things have changed. Times have changed, and in today's day, the tables turned over. And despite the fact that in Shulchan Aruch, in the times of Shulchan Aruch, you were allowed to use a talis, you were allowed to use tefillin, you were allowed to use a kittel that belonged to your friend without asking, because it's assumed that he allows you. And on the other hand, siddurim, gemaris, svarim, you're not allowed to use. Today, it's the exact opposite. Today, it's already Aruch HaShulchan, and the Kaf HaChaim, and the Ben Ish Chai. They all say today, people are makpid, that somebody shouldn't wear their tefillin, that somebody shouldn't wear their talis, because of hygienic reasons, because it will get full of schwitz, will get full of sweat. People are makvid about these kind of things. People are uncomfortable if somebody else wears their talis, if someone else wears their tefillin. And today, and l'chayr would be the same thing with a kittel, and today we can't say that you can assume that you're allowed to use the talis and tefillin that belong to your friend. That's as far as using the talis and tefillin. So that changed. The other way too, there's a Radvaz, this is really even an earlier tshuva. The Radvaz says that the halacha of Svarim is today fakert. The Idna says the tshuva is Radvaz in Chilik Aleph Simetov Kuf Chof. That nowadays, kvar mochlu oylem bazeh. Now everybody's moichel and people are very happy that people should use their Svarim. And there's a goyin that talks about Svarim in the Beis HaKnesses, Taita Tohochi, people bring their Svarim to the shul, that people should use their Svarim. And especially today, it would seem that this halacha changed. Amol, the way Svarim were made, was that they, you see, anyone takes a look at the Svarim from before the war, they made the quality of the paper was much schwacher, was much weaker, and it would bend and break much faster. And today, that Svarim and Sidurim and Machzorim, they don't break so fast. And it would seem that today, the halacha is, a person could use Svarim, and a person could use Sidurim and a Machzor, based on this halacha, the Nichel Elinish Levi Mitzvah Memamoinai. So Mamish, the tables turned over, that what the Shulchan Aruch says is Aser is Mutter, what the Shulchan Aruch says is Mutter is Aser, because since the Metzias has changed, so therefore, the application of the halacha changed. The halacha doesn't change, but the application of how to shtel tzu, how to apply that to lemaisa, that changed. And I would add one more thing, that when it comes to svarim, there's really another svara, there's really a Mordechai, which the shach seems to paskin like, and Rima seems to paskin like, that, I don't know how it stems with this Rima, but there is a Mordechai that says that when it comes to Svarim, you're allowed to use somebody else's sefer, even if he doesn't allow you. So first of all, we have some poskim that say that people are moichel and allow you to use a sefer. So other poskim say, even if they don't allow you, you could also use the sefer, together with the metzias, that it seems that today's metzias is a person is not makbid on you using a sefer, it does not get ruined regularly from a one-time use, from using a backroy, and therefore it would seem that you could use svarim that belong to your friend if he's not around backroy, even though you don't ask him, since we say, nichalei l'inish, t'levi mitzvah v'mamoinoi. One final point is that the tshuva of the Shevet Alevi in Chelik Yud, Simikuv Zayin, says that even though we could perhaps permit using somebody else's sefer based on this svarim, nichel elinish le'azmin mitzvah v'mamoinoi, but that would be only svarim, printed svarim. However, when it comes to, let's say, a Megillah that's written on klaf, there it's mistabe that people are makbid and you can't use, let's say, your friend's Megillah that's written on klaf without his permission. That's more valuable, that could get ruined easily, and that a person cannot use without his friend's permission.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.